Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. As the lady just said, we're in Pledge Drive. This is the second day of our five-day Pledge Drive. So let's begin in prayer as we always do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Great day to be alive. Great day to thank God for all of his many blessings. And I would love to talk to you if you have something on your mind. Maybe it's a second opinion that you're looking for, whatever it might be. I am here for you. Regular programming, even though it is Pledge Drive. And I'll be joined in a little bit by Mary Graham, my colleague, to talk about where things are at on Pledge Drive, second day. We have a need of $3 million to be fully funded for the next quarter. And she'll give us a status report where things are. In the meantime, though, I'm here for you. That number again to be on the air, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Let's get to some emails. I have one that came in here. Where did it go? I've gotten a bunch of these, both via email and a number that have come in from Team Taco and others on Twitter asking me, like Mary did in this email. She's listening in North Windham, Maine on our 106.7 FM station. She says, did you watch the satanic performance at the Grammys? And no, I didn't. And had I been watching the Grammys, which I never watch, and had that come up, I would have turned it off immediately. So no, of course not. I didn't watch it. I don't mean to be flippant, but I mean, I think any person worth his salt, if you're a follower of Jesus, you're not going to watch that.
Ooh, but I don't want that on my karmic record.
No, I really don't.
Yeah, you really don't. You really don't. So, no. But many of you have asked me if I've seen it. And not only have I seen it, but I commented on it on the show yesterday. So I didn't spend a lot of time on it, but I did acknowledge the fact that it happened. And it was, besides being a terrible embarrassment for the people who are putting on the Grammys, it's also an example, yet another example, of the blatant veering into open, flat-out Satanism. I mean, there's nothing else to describe that. I saw a video clip online, and I probably could only stand to watch maybe, I don't know, what it was, 30 seconds of it, whatever it was floating around. That's enough for me. That's more than enough for me. But as I said on the program yesterday, this is another reminder of why Relevant Radio is so important. Because think of all the people who saw that, and probably some of them anyway felt uncomfortable about it. Deep down inside, they felt uncomfortable, but they watched it because everyone else is watching it. And you've got these devil people writhing around on the stage. And, you know, the whole thing was a spectacle, and probably a lot of people thought, oh, this is just, they're just having a bit of fun, and there's a new song out, and oh, don't make such a big deal out of it. I'm pretty sure the devil likes it when people don't make a big deal out of it. Most of the time, from what I understand, the devil doesn't like you to really take much notice of him at all. Because if you do, then you're going to be more aware of what St. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 5. He says the devil is like a roaring lion prowling around looking for someone to devour, especially maybe on Grammy shows. And St. Peter says to resist him, to be sober and steadfast and resist him. So, among other things, I'm so glad that Relevant Radio is here to push back against that kind of darkness. No, I didn't watch it. I wouldn't watch it. But for all those people who did watch it and maybe feel a little funny about things, I'm glad that they have Relevant Radio to turn to hear the other side of the story, to hear the truth, to hear the gospel of Jesus, so that they can hopefully make an evaluation.
Yeah, you know, some astute listeners to the show were quick to point out that right immediately after that debacle Brought to you by Pfizer. Yep. Immediately.
Now, you buy, think Pfizer. About what CBS that means. Sponsored by let's hear
Pfizer.
It.
Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Satan rituals at the Grammys. Brought to you by
Pfizer.
See ya. The devil. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Pfizer.
Yeah. I never, ever in my mind associated Pfizer with bad things until... Well, until just recently, until the last year or two, it seems to me. And now this, I mean, advertisers, don't you know, they're super careful about what they advertise on. And if the program that they're advertising on is sending messages, whether it's political or social or, dare I say, quote unquote, homophobic or transphobic or any of those silly things, they'll pull out immediately because they don't want to be associated with something that could rile members of the audience who might boycott them or go on a Twitter rampage against them, as often happens. But they obviously had no problem with this. So what does that tell you about the people in charge over there who make decisions like, yeah, we're going to fork out, you know, X million dollars to advertise. Oh, it's going to be a satanic worship scene. Yeah, that's okay. That's fine.
That's another, yet another great thing about Relevant Radio, because Relevant Radio is brought to you by you.
That's right.
You not listening by right Pfizer. Now. Yeah, you listening are the reason we're here. Your continuing support is what
me
keeps,
personally?
Yeah, you, well, yes, because I do actually know that you're a donor.
Well, so, I yes, am. You, that's true.
Yes, you, Patrick, and you in the car and you at home, you're the reason that we're here and able to spread the good news of Christ. And where else do you hear anyone talking about this stuff on the radio?
Not at the Grammys.
No, not at the
Grammys.
See.
Oh, by the way, good point, Cyrus. By the way, you may remember a year or so ago, we talked about the Chappelle comedy event that got the trans people so riled up. They were so angry about it because they said that he was attacking them and all that. So I broke down and I watched it. And he didn't attack them at all. He offered some constructive criticism, and they were just beside themselves with anger that he would do that. They tried to get him deplatformed and get it canceled and all of that. Well, he won a Grammy for that. I don't know if you saw that. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Best comedy album for that particular show.
That is really surprising.
Yeah. So then, as you can imagine, all of those people who were so angry about the show in the first place, they lit up Twitter and the blogosphere with their complaints about, you know, well, I guess the Grammys, we can no longer trust them anymore because, well, they're still worshiping the devil. Isn't that something? Doesn't that at least count in their favor? No, they're mad because Chappelle won a Grammy for it. I thought you might find that interesting.
That is interesting. Oh, man. Oh, hey, you know, I've been getting some email, or not emails, but actual paper mail for you. And I haven't had a chance to hand this over to you, but
very few people actually send handwritten paper letters anymore. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's really nice. But I have our very first Happy Valentine's Day card. And it's from Pat, and she was, oh, Pat, where are you from again? It's in Massachusetts. Somerville.
Okay.
Yeah, this is really nice. It's a beautiful card. It says Happy Valentine's Day. It has a heart on it.
How sweet.
Yeah, and is it okay? Can I read you this quick poem here?
Sure.
It's very quick. All right.
This is not brought to us by Pfizer, is it?
It sure isn't. It's brought to us by Pat.
All right.
In Massachusetts.
Okay.
There are all kinds.
I don't want any Valentine cards from Pfizer. Just saying that.
No, I won't, Pat.
Throw those in the shredder when they
come
in.
I don't think you have to worry about it. I think you're
probably
safe.
Right.
All right. There are all kinds of hearts. Hearts full of joy, hearts full of peace, hearts full of love, hearts full of kindness, humility, faith, fortitude, patience, wisdom, courage, compassion, understanding, hearts full of mercy, hearts full of truth, hearts full of goodness. But the best hearts of all are the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then you open this up, and it's a beautiful picture. It has both the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And
that's beautiful.
There's a nice little letter here. And this is real. I mean, this is mail.
I can see it's real. Unless from here, I can't tell if there's writing on it, but it looks like a piece of paper you're holding.
And it's in cursive. It's in cursive, which I don't get to read very much anymore. Dear Patrick, thank you for your fantastic radio program. I find it simply intriguing as I listen with delight and appreciation. God bless you and your crew of fellow Catholics as you work to inspire others to the Catholic faith. Sincerely, Pat.
That is beautiful.
Isn't that nice? Thank you, Pat.
Yes. And what town is Pat listening in again?
Somerville, Massachusetts.
Somerville, Massachusetts. Somerville. Well, thank you, Pat. Thank you very much. And I guess we don't know. Pat's a woman, I presume, right?
Yes.
It's one of those names.
Patricia.
You can't always tell.
It is Patricia.
Oh, Patricia.
Yes.
All right.
So thank you, Patricia.
Yes, thank you, Patricia. That's a great way to close out a segment. I'm just wondering if we have a Father Rocky message coming up.
As a matter of fact, we do.
I thought we did. Okay, so we're going to hear a message from Father Rocky. This is our second day of Pledge Drive. And then Mary and I will be right back right after that.
Hi, Father Rocky here, asking you to give from the heart. Our winter Pledge Drive is underway, and we've got matching funds this hour, so your gift gets doubled. Please help us with our operating costs by making a tax-deductible donation at relevantradio.com or on the app or by calling 877-291-0123. We've got a special gift for you. If you can give at the $50 a month level, it's a rustic pillow, very comfy. And it's got the design of a monstrance and the words that say, "Come to me and I will give you rest." It's great for couches, chairs, window seats, or beds. We'll send you one for a gift of $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio, and it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. The number is 877-291-0123.
You know, I just want to say, everybody's calling this pillow a rustic pillow. I'd call it more cottage chic. It's definitely prettier than rustic, so... If you want to see this fabulous pillow, you can visit Give From The Heart or visit our website, relevantradio.com. Open up the app on your smartphone or tablet. And I was talking with Cy before we came on the air here, and he's like, "Yeah, I like the wall plaque. This is pretty nice." I said, "That's because you're a man and only the women like the pillow." So it's a great gift. If you want to get that special gift for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day, make that $50 a month gift here to Relevant Radio right now at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or a tablet. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And you'll sound so up to date when you say, "Look, honey, I got you this fabulous cottage chic pillow." So it's definitely better
chic
than rustic. Yeah, rustic is, yeah.
As I look at this pillow, it is a beautiful image of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament in a monstrance. I wonder if maybe it could have been called a rustic pillow. Because it says to me, the Bible says, come to me and I will give you rest.
That would work. Well, even elegant chic would be a good name for it. But yeah,
there you go.
I like it.
It is nice.
It is a very pretty pillow. So if you're looking for a new throw pillow, ladies, go get it. You don't want to miss out. It's only during this pledge drive. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Patrick, I'm kind of looking at the numbers here. And do you realize the best we ever did on this hour on a Tuesday during Pledge Drive is just shy of $40,000. So our goal for this hour is $40,000. The only way we're going to make that happen is if everybody jumps in, you get your pillow, or if you want to be like Cyrus and get your beautiful wall plaque, you can do that too. That's $100 a month. It says this is a Catholic home. In case you don't have enough Catholic things around your home already, that's a great one to add in there. This is a Catholic home, and it's kind of an antique frame looking image. It's beautiful. You too can see that at the website, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. And if you can make that special gift of $5,000 or $10,000, we need you during this hour if we're going to make this goal of $40,000 in the next 45 minutes or so. Give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online at relevantradio.com. You can also use the app on your smartphone. $50 a month or a special gift of $600. Get the pillow. Can you do that? How about $1,200? $100 a month. Get the great wall plaque. If so, give from the heart at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or at 877-291-0123.
Connected to the conversation. Call now, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Being able to spend a Taco Tuesday with you is what a great job I've got. I love it. I love hanging out with you. Thank you for listening to the program. Here's my number, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Let's get over to Dan in Naperville, Illinois. Hello, Dan.
Hello. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Sounds like you're standing under Niagara Falls.
I'm really sorry. I'm in the car. I have all the fans down, the windows up, so okay. I'll try to speak loudly for you.
Okay, thank you.
I found the presentation by Sam Smith disgusting and offensive. But I will tell you, the next day, my wife and I were having a conversation about it, and she looked the song up. And the song is about infidelity and the evils of infidelity in a marriage. And I thought, how clever that they take a serious topic like that, but wrap it into such evil and deception. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on this type of deception perpetrated by the devil. Sort of wrapping a sweet message with an evil message.
Fair enough. And I appreciate the follow-up on that issue. I'm going to just bring you down only because of the background noise, Dan. I have a different take on it. I mean, when I heard about this on social media, I immediately looked up the lyrics of the song, and I guess you could say it's about infidelity, but not really. I mean, here's the opening line. Mummy don't know daddy's getting hot at the body shop doing something unholy. And, of course, that's the name of the song, Unholy. And as you go through, yeah, I mean, that's the context for what's going on. But the message seems to be talking quite a bit more about whatever it is that he's doing that's unholy, you know. That seems to be the focus of it. I don't see this as a good message at all. I mean, any more than I would see if it were saying, don't steal, but hey, look at all the great things that are happening when you steal. So I just had a very different reaction to the lyrics. I don't recommend them, obviously, but to me, it doesn't seem like a great message that was woven into a demonic worship session. It seems like a very demonic message that was woven into a demonic worship session. So I guess I had a different take on those lyrics.
Well, I very much appreciate your feedback on that. I'm not advocating for that song in any way. Please understand that.
Yeah, I know. And I didn't think you were, nor your wife.
Yeah. It's
That's a great way. Oh, I apologize. That's a great way. I mean, you're looking at it like the glass is half full. I'm looking at it as the glass is half empty. I'm looking at it like I want to take this glass and smash it on the floor, quite honestly. But you're taking a more benign approach to the topic. So I credit you with that, Dan.
Well, that can be dangerous too. I don't think it's good to be benign when we're dealing with the type of evil was on display at that show. So
I agree. Yeah. You know, it's weird, too, because I had never heard before yesterday, the Grammys were yesterday or whenever they were, I had never heard of this guy, I had never heard of this song, I had never heard of any of it. So it was like completely off my radar screen. The only thing I knew is what I saw in that video clip, and that was more than enough for me to know. I'm never interested in any of those people, that's for sure. I'll give you the last word on this, Dan. Any final thought?
Thanks for letting me have a forum to bring this up. One last thought. CBS had tweeted when they were talking the show up that in response to a Sam Smith tweet, they tweeted, "We can't wait to see you. We worship you." And that took a lot of heat on social media because CBS was actually saying, "We worship you, Sam Smith." So I'll leave you with that. And it's a lot to think about, and I'm glad that we have Relevant Radio that's out there fighting the good fight. Thank you so much, Patrick.
You're welcome. Thank you. Safe travels. Stay safe out there, as the sergeant used to say on Hill Street Blues. Cy, do you remember Hill Street Blues? That was a TV show back in the 70s and into the 80s.
I remember the song.
It's actually a pretty cool show, and one of the fixtures, I guess it was 80s. It wasn't 70s. It was 80s, mid-80s, and The sergeant who ran the police station, that was one thing he would always say after the morning briefing is stay safe out there, when they would go out and do their cop stuff. Well, Cy, you're a little bit too young probably to remember that, I would guess. By the way, do you spell it Cy as in S-I-G-H? Is that how you spell it?
That's what it means, I think, but it's not how it's spelled.
Yeah. Okay, Cy, thanks. Yeah, this is it. This is the Hill Street Blues song. Good song.
Yeah, they don't do theme songs for TV shows anymore.
This is of the genre of Cheers. Not the same, but it's
the same kind of feel. Yeah. And Cheers is the best theme song of all time.
Is that why whenever you walk into the studios at Relevant Radio, everybody says, Norm?
They all go, no, everybody sighs when I walk into the room.
Yeah, like, him again. Here he comes.
That's more like it.
We have lots of emails, so let me get to a few of those. This is one that comes in from Brooke listening in San Francisco on 1260 AM. She says, Patrick, I'm happy to say thanks to your show, I have renewed my faith in the Catholic Church. That is awesome. My question is, the part of the Apostles' Creed when it says that Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, he descended to hell. What does this mean? Why did he go to hell? I was hoping you could explain. Thank you, Patrick. I love your show. Well, thank you, Brooke. I sure appreciate you taking time to write to me. So yeah, this is one of those questions that comes up a lot. And that tells me that this is a question on the minds of many people. So since you haven't heard me discuss it before, here goes. In the Bible, you see a word in Hebrew and a word in Greek that refer to the same place. In Hebrew, it's Sheol. In Greek, it's Hades, or we would say it in English as Hades. And it means the underworld. It means the place where the souls of those who died, both good and bad, would go. Jesus himself talks about this in Luke 16, where he describes a situation where Lazarus, a poor man who didn't get even the basic necessities of life, he had to eat the crumbs from the table of the rich man. Well, Lazarus dies and the rich man dies, and they both go to the underworld, Hades or Sheol. And the rich man goes to a place of fiery torment. The poor man, Lazarus, goes to a place of tranquility and peace. He's in the company of Abraham. And Abraham is iconic of all the other just people of that era, the Old Testament, from Adam to the time of Christ. And so Jesus gives a description of the underworld, and he talks about, in the words of Abraham to the rich man, there's a great gulf or a great chasm that's fixed between where we are on the good people's side and where you are on the bad people's side. You can't cross to us, we can't cross to you. They were all in the underworld. And the good people, Abraham and the others, were waiting for Jesus to rescue them because the gates of heaven had been closed by the fall of Adam and Eve. So when Jesus died on the cross, or as he was dying, he says to the thief to the right of him, he says, this day you will be with me in paradise. Now that's understood to mean paradise where Abraham was, where Lazarus went, where the just people of the Old Testament were waiting for Jesus, that he would go there and rescue them. That would be paradise, and then he would bring them all to heaven. So when it says in the Creed he descended into hell, the word hell is the archaic form in English of the underworld. And so when you consider it biblically, it's not referring to the hell where the devil is. It's not referring to the hell where the damned souls are, because that was in a separate area, as Jesus describes in Luke 16. He went to the place where the good people were. So whenever you say the Creed and you say he descended into hell, now you know he was there to rescue those good people and bring them to heaven. I hope that's helpful, and I appreciate the email. All right, well, we are going to take another Pledge Drive moment here in just a minute, and we're going to talk about where things stand today, the second day of Pledge Drive.
We are working on a goal, and it's a big goal we have for this hour, Patrick. We need to raise $40,000. We want to set an all-time record for this hour of Pledge Drive, and we've barely made a dent. We've got $1,000 in so far.
Oh, no.
So, you know, actually, $1,100. So we need everyone listening right now to jump on board, help us out. If you make a $15, $20, $30 gift, that makes a difference. Those add up. We do have some great thank you gifts for you. If you can make a special gift of $25 a month, $50 a month, or $100 a month, if you want to see those, simply swing by their website. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. We got a great wall plaque. black. We've got a fun, beautiful pillow. It is a, you know, shabby chic, cottage chic, elegant chic. It's very, very pretty. It's got an image of the monstrance on it. And it says, come to me, I will give you rest. It's from Matthew 11:28. So stop by the website and look at those and kind of ponder, which gift do you think, do you think you want to get today? Well, check it out and make that gift at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And a great book at $125 a month. $25 a month or six, or I need help here, Patrick.
You need a swig of coffee. I need something. I know what you mean. You know, I'd like to circle back.
A dollar a day. That's a dollar right. a day, 365. Yes. You get the book, Jesus, I Trust in You. It's a 30-day personal retreat with the Litany of Trust. And it's by Sister Faustina Maria Pia. And I thought when I first read that, I saw Saint. And I went, wait a minute, Saint Faustina wrote this book?
But she Someday
it was Sister. It was Sister Faustina. So that's all yours. You can check out all of those and learn more at the website, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or you can give us a call at 877-291-0123.
Something to think about when you go to relevantradio.com to make your pledge, you're going to click on the image of where it says give now, and you'll see a button where it says the premiums, show the premiums, and you can see what they look like. I'd like to draw your attention to something. On this pillow, and I haven't seen a pillow like this before. I've never seen one with an image of Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. Think about what happened at the Last Supper. Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist. Mm-hmm. And who was leaning against Jesus? St. John. So St. John, we're told, he was reclining his head against Jesus's chest. That's how emotional this moment was. So when you get this pillow, you can really put yourself in the position of St. John resting your head against the Lord Jesus. He will support you in the Holy Eucharist. You really have to see this pillow to make the connection. It is beautiful, and it's yours when you make your pledge at the $600 giving level. Go to relevantradio.com, make your pledge there safe and secure, or use the Relevant Radio app, or call us at 877-291-0123. Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Welcome back. You know, I'm just looking at this pillow. By the way, you're listening to the Patrick Madrid Show, and my number is 888-914-9149. This is Pledge Drive, of course, but we still have a regular program for you to dial into if you want to be on the air. That number again, 888-914-9149. I'm looking at this pillow. You're saying, well, what pillow do you mean? Well, it's a premium. It's a gift that we'd like to give you when you make your pledge at the $600 giving level. We'll accept any amount, whatever it is. Doesn't matter how many zeros, we will be grateful to receive it. And I'll tell you in a minute how you can do that. But if you go to relevantradio.com and look, click on Give from the Heart, and you're going to see where the premiums are. So when you click on that, you want to click on where it says Show the Premiums. And it's up in the top bar, like just below the Relevant Radio logo. Take a look at this pillow. And the reason I'm drawing your attention to it is I haven't seen a pillow like this before. I haven't had my eyes open. I haven't been looking for a pillow like this, so perhaps they're around. I've never seen one before. But what I find interesting, and I was just touching on this briefly before the break, it's described as a rustic pillow. And I could see why it would be called rustic in the sense because it's not like super high fashion or anything like that. But what caught my eye immediately is this is a pillow that you would rest your head on, but the image on the pillow is Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. It's a monstrance. And for those of you who aren't Catholic, the word monstrance comes from the Latin word for to show, and it's one of the sacred vessels that's used for Eucharistic adoration, where a consecrated host, which is Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity under the appearance of bread, is placed in this monstrance. It's a stand. It kind of looks like with rays of the sun coming out from the sides. And it's a way to glorify the Lord. And you can see through the glass this consecrated host. So it just really struck me, and I wanted to pause on this for a moment, that it was at the Last Supper that Jesus instituted the holy sacrifice of the Mass and gave us for the very first time the Holy Eucharist. When he said to the apostles at the Last Supper, "This is my body, which will be given up for you. This is the chalice of my blood, which will be poured out for you and for many." So the Holy Eucharist, what you see and experience at Mass, that's where this started. It was at the Last Supper. And Jesus gives us the Eucharist there. And I can't help but be struck by the fact that in the biblical narrative, St. John, the beloved disciple, as he's also called, he, we're told, was resting his head against Jesus' chest. That's how close they were. I mean, I don't think any of the other apostles had that kind of deep friendship with Jesus. They had a deep friendship with him, but it was not maybe quite the same as St. John had. And so in any case, he was resting his head against the Lord. And that's the whole thing for me when I look at this pillow. You can rest your head, literally rest your head on this pillow, thinking about the great gifts that the Lord has given you. And the statement of his in the Gospels, "Come to me and I will give you rest." I mean, it works on several different levels, biblically and so on. So I really encourage you, go look at this, and you'll see it at relevantradio.com. And just click on where it says to donate now, and you'll then click on the premiums, and you'll see it there. Now, the reason I'm going into this detail is because when Mary gets back and we talk more about Pledge Drive, this is one of the thank you gifts that we'd like to send you. And I'd like you to see it ahead of time so that you can evaluate whether you want to give at the $600 a year giving level. And that would be a wonderful thing. Now, I'm going to talk about the other one that's at the $1,200 giving level. And for me, there's kind of a personal story here. And that is, I remember my grandmother from Mexico, my dad's side of the family, all from Mexico, so off the boat from Mexico. And they settled when they came up during the Mexican Revolution. They settled, many of them anyway, settled in El Paso, just over the border. They had to flee the likes of Pancho Villa and Emiliano Zapata and some of those crazies who were, they weren't Robin Hoods, they weren't great guys, they were murderers and thieves and gangsters. Anyway, so they had to leave because their whole family was like a big target because of their affiliation with the government, and her father was a magistrate, and it was like, we got to get out of here. So they all wound up, or many of them, as many as could, they emigrated to the United States from Mexico. They settled just over the border in El Paso. Some of the family was in Las Cruces, New Mexico, just up the road. Well, the thing that she would tell me about was how in Mexico, there were, especially during the time of Calles, the president who was in charge of things when Saint Blessed Miguel Pro was executed. He was a young Jesuit priest who was working undercover when the anti-Catholic laws had been enacted, and the Mexican government was Freemasonic and atheist, and many of them were communists. And they wanted to stomp on the Catholic Church as hard as possible and get rid of it if possible. It wasn't possible, but they tried. And so she would regale us with stories about when she was young in Mexico and how her dad would sometimes open the door and there were non-Catholic missionaries going door to door, and how he would like evangelize them. And she said that they had a sign on their front door that said, "This is a Catholic home." So when I saw this, I thought, that makes a lot of sense. That brings back some good memories. Because one of the things that the government did, especially under Calles, was to subsidize and foster and do everything possible to bring in non-Catholic groups to weaken the Catholic Church. So they opened the doors wide for missionaries from various groups. It was the Catholic Church that was the target. And so there were various other religious groups who were allowed to come in, and they were actually welcomed in and encouraged to come in. So that's where a sign, "This is a Catholic home," was not only telling for the people who would come to try to convert this Catholic family, but also it was dangerous. Because if you had a sign like that on your door, you could get reported and go to jail or get disappeared. A lot of Catholics were killed during the persecution of the church in the 1920s. excuse me. So when I saw this, I thought immediately of that family heritage. It's also a beautiful plaque. I mean, it's stylized. It looks like something you would see in some old street in Europe. It has a really classy look to it. And I can't wait to get mine. Yes, as Mary said, I am a donor. So for me, it's, you know, it's a matter of supporting Relevant Radio personally. But I look forward to posting this on my house. And that leads me to a second thing, and that is we moved to where we live now not quite 26 years ago. And as often happens when you move into a new neighborhood, you get a visit from the missionaries pretty soon after that because they know that new people have moved in. And so they'll come and visit. Could be from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, could be Jehovah's Witnesses, could be Good Book Baptists. Well, long story short, because we have a break coming up here, when we first moved in to our home, we were visited soon by two groups for sure. One were the Mormons. The other one was the Jehovah's Witnesses. And I would love it if they would come back, but they never come back. They never did come back. They came back. They came there once. We had an extended conversation, and then they never came back. So that tells me that they probably put a real big red X on our house on the map and said, don't go there. And if I had to guess, I would say because these people are very Catholic and they want to talk about Jesus, and they talk about Jesus maybe a little bit too much. And so don't go there anymore. And we've never since been visited by either group or any other groups for that matter. So I kind of feel left out. But hey, if you want to put your sign on your front door, this is a Catholic home, you're going to let people know whether they want to stay away, hopefully not, or whether they're drawn to you and they're going to want to talk to you. That's a great way to evangelize. You have a mission field on your front doorstep. So do check it out. We have a miracle moment coming. Do check it out. The way to see it is go to relevantradio.com and click on where it says donate now or give now. And you, then there's a little button up toward the top by the show logo, by the Relevant Radio logo. And that's where you can see these gifts. Look at the pillow and think about resting your head on Jesus. Maybe you've had a long day. Maybe your kids are going haywire and you really need some support through prayer. Rest your head on this pillow. Jesus said, come to me and I will give you rest. Look at this plaque where you could put it on your front doorstep, your front door. This is a Catholic home. Be proud in a good way of your Catholic faith. Take a look at those. I'll be right back in just a minute. Here is a miracle moment about how listening to Relevant Radio changes lives.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
This is from Norma in California, and she says, okay. Dear Patrick, once I started listening to your show, I was hooked. Sometimes when I hear the hard questions and difficult callers, I find it hard to listen, but you never cease to impress me and make me proud of being a Catholic. As a Catholic, I have many occasions when others attack my faith and I just have to walk away. Since I started listening to you, I've developed the courage to respond instead of walking away. Sometimes I make sense, usually I don't, but my confidence is growing. I am a Catholic for life, thanks to you. And above all, thanks to God for putting Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio. Thank you, Patrick. I hope to see you in heaven, Norma.
Wow, what a beautiful note.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
We need to make these phones ring. We need these gifts coming in rapidly here in the last 15, 20 minutes of this hour. We have a big goal. We need to raise $40,000 and set an all-new record for this hour. And we are right now, I almost hesitate to say this, but I have to say it. I have to be honest. We are currently $36,000 short of that goal and not much time left.
What is going on here?
I don't know. Maybe we're
this is not
today.
The Patrick Madrid Show audience. I know. What's going on, guys?
Right. Any gift amount whatsoever will help us get so much closer to that goal. So if you can do a $15, $20, $30 gift, now is the time to do it. It is a partnership challenge hour, so your gift will be matched 100% at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Of course, Patrick, you realize what that means, though.
What's that? If somebody, I'm all ears. I'm all breathlessly right. anticipating.
Anybody who wants to make a $5,000 or $10,000 gift right now, that too will be doubled. You'll get us that much closer to that goal of $40,000. Drew blew us out of the water yesterday. I looked at his number and I went, man, can
he
we
is
even compete
Drew-zilla
with that?
Yes, on pledge drives.
Yes, he is. But let's have a Patrick Zilla during this hour at least and get in $40,000. We need your help. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123.
Hey, I have a note that came in. Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. What was that?
I said that too fast. 877-291-0123. Now it's your turn, Patrick.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, once we get going, it's easy to get going excited. Faster and faster. A note came in from Dawn in Minneapolis a little while ago. She says, I'm a convert who keeps learning more and more about my faith every day from the shows and materials that you provide to me. Thank you to all the wonderful people at Relevant Radio. Well, Dawn, thank you. And that's the name of the game right there, because that's what we're here for. We're on 24/7. The goal is to help people get to heaven. And as a convert, you know better than most what it means to have to give something up to gain that pearl of great price, that truth of Jesus. It's not always easy to lay hold of. So maybe if you're listening right now and you're thinking, well, I wonder how many other Dons are out there who are making the journey into the Catholic Church and you'd like to help them, that's why you need to help us. So make your pledge by going to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. It's easy, it's quick, secure, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. But Mary, I'm looking at that clock and we don't have a lot of time left in this hour.
I'm feeling desperate. We need to raise $40,000 here before the top of the hour at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123.
Patrick Madrid is on Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
Now that's what I call a taco.
Get connected to the conversation. Call now, 888-914-9149.
Taco Town!
That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Taco Town!
Cyrus, do that. I know you practice all the time. I see you sometimes when I walk by your office and you're practicing. Do that Mexican call that you do so well. You perfected
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Well done. And you do it the same way every time.
I'm a
well
professional.
Done. I want to hear one more out of you. Go.
I got to catch my breath. It takes a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, so that is an exuberant sound coming out of Cyrus's mouth. But it doesn't match the numbers. What is going on? Where is Team Taco when we need them? Team Taco, you taking the day off today?
We do it in Mexico all the time.
Well, today's not the day. I need you. Come on, Team Taco. Rev the engines, please. 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com. You know the drill. You know where to find all this good stuff. And what I'm worried about is not only is Drew, you know, the Drewzilla smashing records left and right, as he always does. That's why he's our star quarterback. That's not the only reason, but he is our star quarterback, and I sure admire that. But I'd like to get a little of that, too, for the Patrick Madrid Show. I like a little piece of that action. So, come on. How about it? Give us a call, 877-291-0123. Now, we count in terms of people who are calling to say, yes, I want to help Relevant Radio stay on the air. And whatever your reasons are, because your marriage has been healed or because you yourself, like Dawn just a minute ago, I read her note, maybe you are a convert to the Catholic faith because of what you heard here on Relevant Radio. Maybe you've got a situation that you've been trying to work and it hasn't worked well, but you got some great advice from Kale or Drew or Timmery or one of the other hosts, Josh. I mean, this is a great lineup of people 24/7. So whatever it is that has been good in your life, has been a blessing in your life, please turn that back around and bless other people. And the way to do it is to help us right now during Pledge Drive. 877-291-0123. A note just came in. Not just came in. It's been in for a while, but I just received it. This is from Lois in Pittsburgh. She says, I don't have a favorite personality. I love all the shows as they bring something unique and different, interesting, and insightful. Lois, thank you. And I I am glad that you like all the shows, because what that tells me is that you're listening to all the shows and you're getting something from them. Thank you, Lois. And Lois, if you haven't made your pledge right now, it would be a good time to do it. 877-291-0123. Another note that was passed to me, this is from Steve, listening in Los Angeles. He says, I found Relevant Radio from a friend at church who told me about it after Mass. Right on. Relevant Radio is a great way to stay connected to my faith every day. Ain't it the truth, Steve? I mean, seriously, you get in your car, and as you're cruising down the 10 freeway, trust me, I know those freeways in the LA area, and I've spent a lot of time stuck in traffic on those freeways. The 405, the 5, the 101, you name it, I've been there, so I feel your pain. And isn't it great that when you get into your car and you're going to spend a little time in traffic, you can listen to Relevant Radio? What a great way to fill that time with productive learning. I mean, that's really what it is. You're learning, you're growing, you're getting more. And all I'm asking, Steve, is just give a little bit back, as Supertramp would say. No, was it? Yeah, it was Supertramp. Give a little bit. That's all I'm asking. I can see Cyrus. He's scrambling for that song right now. Just a little bit. That's all. That's all I'm asking. $5, $10, $50. Now, Steve, maybe you're one of those guys to whom the stock market has been good. It hasn't been good to everybody this year. Maybe it's been good to you. Maybe you sold a home. Maybe you got an unexpected bonus. Maybe God has given you some money to work with and you're not exactly sure what to do with it. Well, give a little bit of that. Shall you? Any amount. It doesn't matter. If it's $5, we will gratefully accept it. If it's $5,000, we will gratefully accept it. If it's $50,000, I'm told, I don't know, but I've been told that if you ask for it, they will give it. That's the wisdom behind pledge drives. If you ask for something, somebody out there is going to give it to you. So here goes. Can you give $10,000? I mean, Steve in Los Angeles, if that works for you, great. But whoever's listening right now, can you give $10,000?
You can do it!
I know there are people out there who can. There are people out there listening right now who could make a donation of $50,000 because God has blessed you. And just think, we have that dollar-for-dollar match right now.
100%!
Yeah. Man, Cyrus, you're fast. I'm sorry, Cy. Cy, you're fast. With those buttons. So come on, guys. You don't want to hear that. See, that's like a veiled threat, I guess. Cyrus is making a veiled threat. If you don't give money, you're gonna hear that choo-choo sound, and nobody wants to hear that.
Woo woo.
So 877-291-0123. I think we have time to get to a call, do we? I think maybe. Let's try. Let's see. Let's go to Cindy in Wisconsin. Hello, Cindy.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
I'm ready.
My question is this. Why do Catholic Church, do they intentionally not let somebody get confirmed or go through their religious education properly? I know of a situation where somebody wasn't, and there were some unethical things done, and when the person grew up, tried to get confirmed as an adult. And when she called the church and the woman was telling her, yes, we have the RCIA program, I can send you a booklet and a registration form. What is your name, please? And when the person told the church secretary her name, she goes, oh, no, oh, no. And then the person insisted. And then so what ended up happening is she said, well, I'll send you a form, but it's not going to be for RCIA. And then the person was told to go to the rectory. And
you know what? I'm not sure what to tell you about this, Cindy. That sounds so unusual. I've never even heard about somebody getting that treatment. It's possible that there is something more to it, you know, that I don't know. But an easy fix in a situation like that, if for some strange reason there was some resistance at that parish, she could just go to a different Catholic parish. And hopefully that would clear up the issue. I wish I had more time, Cindy. I really do. But I can assure you that what you're describing is extremely unusual, to the point where I've never even heard about that happening before. So maybe advise your friend to try a different parish. That might clear everything up. Thank you.
All right, I'm just pulling up my calculator here because I need some help with the math.
Okay.
We still have, it looks like, about $32,000. $32,000 to raise this hour to make our goal, and we are 6 minutes away. I hesitate to say that because it's a huge, huge number. But we can do it. We know there are enough people listening right now. If you just kind of, you know, pray about it, you know, kind of think about it, how much could you give during this hour to help us make that goal? If it's a $5, $10, $15, $20 gift, enough people doing that, that adds up real quick. But if you can make that special gift of $1,200 and get this beautiful wall plaque that we have available, which you can see on our website, it's relevantradio.com, or on the app with your smartphone or tablet, it's a beautiful, and I thought, oh, that looked really pretty at my front door, but it is not rated for outdoor. So it's an indoor wall plaque you can hang. It's gorgeous. It's very elegant. It's beautiful. You can see that. You can also see this. It is really a beautiful pillow with the monstrance on it. And Patrick, I loved your take on it earlier. It's like resting, just like John at the Last Supper. Beautiful way to think about that. So you can hold it when you're, you know, maybe got that special deep prayer going on and you want to just feel a little bit closer to our Lord. And it's just an image. It's not really the Lord there, but it'll, you know, it'll give you that sense of closeness and tenderness. Relevantradio.com. You can also use the app on your smartphone. That is the quickest, fastest way to make that gift. And if we have a lot of people that are jumping here last minute, we're going to need as many people using either the website or the app to make your gift. Oh, we're doing good. We're only down to needing another $30,000 in the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, 4 minutes left. Yeah. You have to respond now because the clock is ticking. So now, 877-291-0123. We have that partnership challenge. It's a match. It's available this hour. So your donation in any amount is going to be matched dollar for dollar. So that means if you can come in right now with that $25,000 gift, that $30,000 gift, it's going to be doubled instantly. And we'll have some gifts that we'd like to send you to thank you. But I don't want to waste time talking about the gifts per se right now, but just how big our need is right now. And we're now down to 3 minutes to make that happen. Quick shout out and thank you to Jed in Oostburg, Wisconsin. I hope I'm saying that right. Thank you, Jed, for your $374 gift. Thank you, Heidi, in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, for your $100 gift. We're so grateful. Both of them online. Both of you, brand new donors. Welcome.
Thank you to Monica, listening in Exeter, Rhode Island. $25 gift. Thank you for your help. And thank you for an anonymous gift coming in from Palatine, Illinois. A $25 gift. These add up. Donna in Arlington, thank you so much for your $25 gift. We have Teresa in Rubicon, Wisconsin, $100. $240 coming in from New Hampshire. Thank you for your help and your support. Every single gift is matched dollar for dollar. Greg in West Bend, Wisconsin, thank you. $1,200 gift. That was doubled to $2,400. We are in a partnership challenge hour for the next 3 minutes. Your gift will be matched 100%.
Yeah, you have to go to the phone right now, literally right now, 877-291-0123. We're down now to about the two-minute warning. And if we don't make it, we're not going to make it. We can't lose momentum. We have to keep pushing forward. This is where you come in. Yeah, it is urgent. Don't consider yourself a foreigner. Don't be as cold as ice. Remember the first time that you pledged to Relevant Radio? Let this feel like the very first time that you pledged to Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123. It is urgent.
We are making progress, slow progress, down to $25,000 in the next 2 minutes. Can we do it? I think we can. Especially with people like John in Mesa, your $600 gift was doubled to $1,200. Ben in Dayton, Ohio, thank you. You too. Your gift was doubled. And we also have Amy in Bakersfield making that special gift of $600. And you're all getting the fabulous thank you gift, which is the pillow, the monstrance pillow. You're going to love it. I guarantee.
Yeah, you have to take a look at it, and you can see it when you go make your pledge. Go to relevantradio.com. You'll never get a busy signal. I don't think you're going to have to worry about a busy signal at the moment, but you can always make your pledge safe and secure online, and you'll see this beautiful pillow. It is beautiful because the image of the Lord and the Blessed Sacrament is there, and the This is a Catholic Home plaque. I mean, if that's sheltered on your front porch and there's no rain going to get to it, that would work outside.
Yeah, that would be okay.
It is beautiful. And anyone who comes to your house is going to know, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So why not? Make your pledge now and we'll send this to you at the $1,200 giving level.
RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123.